We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris is set to be elected Taoiseach in the Dáil today. Yesterday evening, Leo Varadkar tendered his resignation from office to President Michael D. Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Dáil will convene at 10:30 to begin the process of electing a new Taoiseach. Simon Harris will be proposed for the role by Social Protection Minister and Fine Gael Deputy Leader Heather Humphreys. This will be seconded by Junior Minister Peter Burke, who is widely tipped to be appointed a Cabinet Minister later this evening. Mr Harris is on course to win the support of up to 87 TDs, with several independents agreeing to back him. At lunchtime, he's expected to make his way to Áras an Uachtaráin to formally be appointed Taoiseach. He will become the youngest person to hold the position. Later in the evening, he will reveal changes to the Fine Gael ministerial ranks, with Jennifer Carl McNeill viewed as a contender for promotion. However, there are only a limited number of vacancies, and others like Hildegard Nocton and Patrick O'Donovan are also linked with moves. Interestingly, the junior role at European Affairs is set to become more prominent and is understood to be earmarked for someone the incoming Taoiseach feels is underutilised in their current role. This post will be announced today, with the remainder of the Ministers of State made known tomorrow.
There'll be coverage of the election of Taoiseach and analysis on Today with Claire Byrne on this channel, beginning at 10 o'clock this morning, and on the News at 1 this afternoon. Coverage begins on RT1 television and on the RT News channel at 10:20. Egypt, France, Jordan and the United States have again urged Israel not to attack the overcrowded town of Rafah in southern Gaza, the last refuge in the territory for displaced Palestinians. Statements from the four countries were issued after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date had been set for a ground invasion of Rafah, but would not be made public. Matthew Miller, a White House spokesman, outlined the stance being taken by the Biden administration.
We have made clear to Israel that we think a full-scale military invasion of Rafah would have an enormously harmful effect on those civilians, and that it would ultimately hurt Israel's security. So it's not just a question of Israel presenting a plan to us. We have made clear to them that we think that there is a better way to achieve what is a legitimate goal, which is to degrade and dismantle and defeat the Hamas battalions that still remain in Rafah.
Scientists have said research shows that last month was the hottest March ever recorded. Figures from the European Union's Copernicus Climate Service extended the world's run of record-breaking air temperatures to 10 consecutive months. The average was 0.1 degree above previous high set in 2016. Samantha Burgess, the deputy director of Copernicus, says the findings have scientists worried.
So these records are telling us that our climate is warming. It's warming rapidly, and climate change isn't a future problem, it's a present problem impacting everyone around the world. And the reality is that we can quantify a large proportion of the extra heat that's causing these records, but not all of it.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be bright and breezy today with sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that northwesterly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times this morning and this afternoon on coastal waters from Belfast Lough to Howth Head to Hook Head and on the Irish Sea, becoming confined to the North Irish Sea by early evening.